got fucked up. Does not behave itself unseemly.
Yeah.
Think it not her own. It's not easily provoked. Think it no evil. Rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth.
Yes.
Listen now, bear with all things, believe in all things, hope with all things, endure in all things. Love never fails. Love never fails. I want to talk with you a little while about that love that doesn't fail.
Yeah.
That love that doesn't fail. Mm-hmm. You know, I think all of us are feeling this morning pretty much what you do, RJ. Somehow, there are things that have happened in our lives, and somehow mom was there. We look back over our lives, we can see how special we were to her or are to her if she's alive. But we look back and see how she's always there for us. And you know, as you go through the scriptures, it would seem that somewhere in there I'm going to find somebody who I can say is just like my mom.
Well, all right.
As I go through, I go all the way back and look at Eve, and oh, she was a good woman. Mm-hmm. That's not where I go and find that special joy, mm-hmm. knowing the things that she did. Mm-hmm. I look at Abraham's wife and Isaac's wife. Mm-hmm. Somehow, though they were good women, I read about them and see the things they did, my spirit doesn't get stirred up. About their lives. And even as I go and look at Hannah, who was willing to give up her son Samuel to the Lord, even though she took her so long to have a child, mm-hmm. but she promised the Lord to begin with.
Yeah.
And so he went to serve the Lord. And as I look at all of those things, look at all the women in the Bible, and don't misunderstand me. There are some righteous women and some women who have done great things, but somehow in the scriptures there, I don't find a woman that stirs my spirit like you were feeling, RJ. There's something special that I didn't find there. I look back and see how they did righteous things and walked the Lord would have them to walk. Don't misunderstand me. I'm talking about some wonderful women. Mm-hmm. Some women who somehow the children that they raised and the things that they did were so special. Certainly we think about the Mother Mary. Somehow she brought into the world Jesus Christ. And though I'm excited about Jesus, somehow that's not on Mother's Day. That's not what stirs me. There's something that's just not there. In all of those that I go through, and I can Google it and look at it, but you're not going to find anything there, and the mothers, the things that they did. Even when you go to Proverbs 31, you find that righteous woman and the thing that she did, the way that she walked, the way that she lived, and everybody knew that she was righteous. Didn't call her by name, but somehow there's something special about her, but that special Mother's Day stirred up you. And I think about my mother, I don't find it in the scriptures. But you know what? As I go through the scriptures, I find that somehow there is some word. There's a word that points to mama.
Yeah.
I think most of us would feel the same thing. There's something there that goes into to talk about the kind of mother that stirs you up. You get stirred up not just because your mother was righteous and because of the things that she did, but somehow there's something special about a mother.
Yeah.
I'm talking about a mother's love. And somehow as we look at the scriptures here, Paul was talking to the church at Corinth, and I'm going to stress my imagination a little bit here. Because I believe that when Paul was talking to all those folks at Corinth, and they were telling them, talking about all the things that they could do, all the gifts they had, and all the things that they were able to do. They were able to, some spoke in tongues. Well, he said they spoke in tongues. Who challenged that? They started speaking in tongues. Well, I don't understand. Well, you're not supposed to. Somehow somebody needs to translate before you can understand what some had other kinds of gifts of prophecy and all kinds of things that they said that they had. You know what Paul said? You've got all of that. But there's something that's more important. Even though you have faith that you could move mountains, there's something about it. You have to add something to it to make it just right.
Yeah.
He was talking about love.
And
I said I was going to stress I believe somehow as he looked around, there was probably somewhere there, maybe the mother of the church, who didn't say she had all those talents, say she could do all those special things. But there was something special about her because she had love. And he pointed to her and said, all those gifts you've got, none of them can compare with love.
All right.
Something special about love. Something special about love. Somehow, as I read through that scripture, I know that Paul wasn't talking about Anastasia. But as I read it, somehow, as I look back at her life and her life with me, she sort of brings that word to life. Let me read just a little bit of it. Love suffered long and is kind. I believe somehow as I read those words, I can see he's talking about the kind of love that my mother had. She suffered long. She went through a lot of things. Things were always going right for mother. But sometimes she didn't take it out on us. She was still kind. The things that she went through and all the things that she, all the challenges that she had, that seemed to make her closer and closer to the Lord and made her appreciate us more. God had given us to her. And she felt good about the fact that God loved her enough to give her the children. She loved those children. She cared about them. What anything that she wouldn't do for us. Let me read again. Love suffers long and is kind. Love envies not. She wasn't worried about what somebody else had. She counted herself blessed because of the children God had given to her. I don't know what you've got. Don't care what you might have. God has blessed me with these children. Sometimes they get on my nerves just a little bit. But I'm blessed. I'm not envious of anybody. I'm looking for somebody else's stuff. I'm glad what God gave me. Born is not itself. Doesn't cook itself up. No, no, there are a lot of special things about my mother. Well, I never heard her brag about anything. I love to hear her on the piano. But you didn't hear her talk about how she played the piano. She just sat down at the piano and gave the Lord glory by using the gift that God had given to her. She didn't puff herself up. I'll go a little further. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things. Go through some stuff. Mothers go through some stuff. But somehow as they go through it, somehow it seems that rather than pushing away from God, rather than pushing away from the children, rather than saying, I can't handle this anymore, somehow she goes to the Lord in prayer, and somehow she comes back after a few words with the Lord, thanking him still for the children. Love. That's the mother's love. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying there was anything wrong with Eve. But I don't read anything that says she had the kind of love that my mother had. She may have. And I look at the other women that I talked about. Nothing to say that they did anything wrong. But I didn't come to celebrate today because of what they did. But I came because God has blessed me. Blessed me to have had a mother and a care for me. Next year I have a brother who will talk to me about the Lord. Loved me enough to give me a mother who right now I can say I know without a doubt that God loved me. How would he love me? How do I know he loved me? He must have loved me to have blessed me with somebody who was so special. All of us who are here right now can count ourselves blessed. If we look and find that we have a mother who was going through some things for us. Didn't mean that she was always able to provide what we needed, not able to give us what we wanted. But there was love there that we could count on. Love is patient. My mother was patient. Love is kind. Love envies not. God is not itself and not puffed up. I'm talking about a mother's love. There's something special about it. I'm glad that Paul took pen to write that down because now I'm not just preaching my word. I'm saying what's in the Bible. The word here says patient and kind, talking about my mother. Loving and kind, talking about my mother. Didn't take on the things of the world and become like the world. No, no. Talking about my mother. I think all of us can say I can go to that word and somehow as I read the word it says charity here, some translations, both say love. It's all about the kind of love that God has blessed us with. I love to talk about Hannah. And I love to talk about Sarah and the others. They're all beautiful stories. The things they did. But somehow, when I want to talk about love, I go to this scripture. And I see my mother bringing those words to life. I see my mother walking in such a way that if Paul knew her, he would have pointed to her when he was talking to the Corinthians. Corinthians, you need to walk like that. Corinthians, you need to show love like that. All those other things you've got, you need to be able to live like that. I can tell you some of the things my mother could do. I think she could cook spaghetti and meatballs better than anybody. But you know what? When Mother's Day comes out, I don't think back on the spaghetti and the meatballs. When I think back on that spaghetti, let me tell you about the spaghetti. No, we're going to go there right now. I will go there. sushi started early in the morning. For the dinner we were going to have late at night.
Yeah.
She would start off and she put some green peppers and some onions in. She cut them all up. The skillet was full of stuff. And after you cooked it, you cook it down, saute it all day long. She went through all of that. She made some special spaghetti.
Yeah.
But her spaghetti isn't what made her special to me.
Come on,
so there was some love. Some love. That seemed to have started from the time I first saw her. The first time she looked at me.
Yeah.
The first time she decided she was going to show me her love. I never stopped seeing that love.
Yeah.
She went home loving me.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that God blessed me with the mother that he did.
Yeah.
And all of you can probably say there's some special things about your mother. But on this Mother's Day, I don't think you think about all those talents she had, all those things she was able to do, but rather the special way she touched you with love.
Yes, sir.
That's what Mother's Day is about.
Yeah, yeah.
We're not getting outside of the word. Paul talked about it. That special kind of love. I didn't finish that because it says, love never fails.
That's right.
Going to go through some difficulties.
Yeah.
Going to have some time when you don't know exactly how you're going to make things work.
That's right.
I know my mother worked for a second job, resigned. I know a lot of things that she had to go through.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow her love never failed.
Yeah.
I just wish that I could say I didn't get on her nerves.
Yeah.
I just wish I could say that I always did things just the way she wanted me to.
Yeah.
But even though I walked outside of her will, even though I didn't always do exactly what she wanted, even though I didn't always stand in the way she would want me to stand or accomplish what she wanted me to accomplish, her love never failed.
That's right.
I'm glad Paul gave me this word, because on this word I can speak on Mother's Day. Again, I'd love to speak about Eve, or about Sarah, or about Hannah, and I have in the past. But somehow the Lord told me to go here.
Yeah.
Because this is where my heart is.
Yeah. Yeah.
This love for a mother who suffered long.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which went off the line. But whose love never failed.
Yeah.
This is a sermon, but it's also a testimony. That's what I'm feeling right now. And I'm just so glad that if I say this, if I talked about Eve, you probably wouldn't be able to connect. If I talked about Hannah, maybe you could connect. But somehow as I talk about this love, this love that suffered long, that didn't fail, I think all of us can connect with this message.
Yeah.
Because all of us know that we have been blessed by God with somebody who provided us, touched us, gave us, embraced us with godly love.
Yeah.
A mother's love. It never fails.
Mm.
Let us talk to God. Oh, our Father and our loving God, we thank you, Father, on this morning.
Mm-hmm.
As we reflect back, Father, we've looked over the scripture. We know there are certainly many places where we talk about beautiful, wonderful women. But somehow, Father, on this day, I find that as I look at this 1 Corinthians 13, I know Paul was talking to those folks in that church, but I can't help but believe that he's thinking about somebody who had the kind of love, somebody who had the kind of special feelings and special heart that my mother had. Father, somebody here right now is looking back and remembering what their mother was like.
Yes.
I'm so glad, Father, that somebody here right now who can reach out and say to their mother, I'm so glad that God has blessed me with you.
My Lord.
I don't always do what you want to do, Father, and I don't always walk the way you want me to walk. But somehow, Father, as R.J. had said, somehow the things that you said to me, if I do what you say, now I may not feel like it's the right thing then, but somehow later, I'm going to find out that it was the right way to go. And I've accomplished much because of what you showed me, because of where you led me. Thank you, Father.
Thank
you for the love that we have for our mothers. And thank you, Father, for the love that you have for us. You must have loved us an awful lot to have given these special, special women to us. To lead us, to guide us, to embrace us, to love us. Thank you for your love. Thank you for Jesus. And Father, thank you for the mothers who have been a part of our lives. Oh, in the precious name, the powerful, the loving, the adorable name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Let us stand. Love suffers long, this kind. Love envieth not. Love. Lord God, will not itself is not puffed up, does not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own. It's not easy to provoke, thinking no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. A mother's love. Someone here who has not said yes to the Lord. Yeah. You know, maybe this is the day. And as you think about it, how blessed your mother would be if you accepted her Lord and her Savior. But it's not about your mother. It's about you. It's about you. It's about you and that. That salvation that God has provided for you. Your mother just wants you to accept it.
Yeah.
Your mother loves you so much that she wants you to be able to spend eternity in glory. Jesus loved you so much that he died for that same reason. He wants you to be able to spend eternity in glory. He wants you to have eternal life. And all you have to do is accept it. The hard part is over. The hard part is over. The difficult part is behind us. You see, Jesus already did the hard part. He already suffered on the cross to pay for that sin that keeps us from being able to get there. All that it takes is for us to accept that salvation. Accept the punishment that he went through. That's all it takes. You just have to say, yes, I believe the Lord is the Son of the living God. Yes, I believe that he died on the cross for me. I want to accept the salvation that only he can provide. I want to step forward and let the world know I decided to make Jesus Christ my choice. Is there someone who wants to say yes to the Lord Jesus on this Mother's Day? Somebody who wants to say yes.
God.
We have so do not take shame as an entity of baptism. We're going to talk about that. Pamela Fry, Christian experience to join us. She's going to join her father here.
Good thing about the mind, you would have been saying this morning.